Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're getting started. Very seldom do I do shows that are really tied to, you know, events and things like that, but today I'm going to do this because, you know, the market is it's been squirrely, and when you really start looking at what's going on right now, this is typical. Even though most people think, oh, this is different, and you know, back the last time I did a market show where I kind of walk people off the ledge, and that's what today's show is about. It's about walking you off the ledge because some of you have been getting your statements and your investment accounts, and you're going into the fear mode and stuff like that. And everybody tells me always, I said, but you don't understand. This is different. This is a different market. This is not like the last one. And I would assume that if you go back to March 2020 when we had a pandemic, I would buy into the pandemic as being something that was different. But the reality of it was it wasn't any different. It performed the same way. You know, the market went down. Those of you that bought in at the bottom, you are loving life even after declines today. And if you hung on, you're way up, you know, still. So everything, it all works out. And so today I'm going to talk to you about knowledge, not fear, because there's a lot of fear people out there. They want to tell you that the world's caving in and all this kind of stuff we've got. And it's very simple. I mean, we look at it, we say, well, you know, cash, you know, if you've got your money in the bank right now, well, is that a great idea? I don't think that's a great idea because inflation, right? And then you say, well, what about bonds? Well, bonds, you know, interest rates go up, bonds go down. Oh, that's not a good idea. What about the stock market? I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, the market's dropped, you know, it's down and stuff like that. And how about real estate? You know, if you're in the real estate business, you can ask people. Yeah, I live in Nashville and the show goes out all over. People are like, nah, Nashville real estate's great. There's people moving in. It's always, you know, it's still going up. It's a great time. There's 100 offers on a house and stuff like that. And then you got another person you talk to. It's going down and all this kind of stuff. So how do you pull all this together? That's what I'm going to talk about today. What I do is try to walk people through the mindset of building a long-term plan. I have four basic components. If you're just tuning right now, if you want to write down something that will really help you along the way, I'm going to give you some bullet points that you might want to put to heart. And the first one is, I've always, in all the times I've been doing this, I've been doing the financial industry now for 38 years. I have experienced the 1987 stock market crash, you know, people thought was the end of the world when the Dow Jones was at 2,000 and a 22% drop. And, you know, I've been through, you know, the tech crash. I've been through all of it. But the one thing I know is that you can't time the market. You have no idea what the market's going to do. We just know that it goes up and it goes down. And so I'm going to give you four pieces that I have learned to stand by. And for the people that have followed up and followed through and just said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to operate without fear. I'm going to operate with knowledge and a plan. Then I'm going to get there. So how do we do it? Four pieces that you might want to apply. And if you don't have all of these in place, then what you want to do is learn how to get these in place. And so the first step is a plan, a clear plan of where you want to end up. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a long-term plan. Let me give you some examples of what the stock market does. If you're worried right now, if we go back to 1952 and we go back for 50 years up to really actually to 70 years since 1952, here's what you're going to find. The market's going to go down 5% and it's going to do it three times a year on average. And it will recover, okay, about 43 years later. or 43 days later, that would be bad. So 5%, and it goes down about three times, and it usually lasts about 43 days. The last time that happened was previous to this year was in October of 2021. If you want to know how many times it's going to go down 10%, it does it once a year. All right, so one time a year, you're going to see your account drop 10%. Now, if you're really paying attention, then you see it drop 10%. But if you don't pay attention, which is what I always tell people because part of the plan is we just get diversified, what we're going to do is we're going to sleep right through it. We didn't know it went down 10%, and now it's already come back 10%. It lasts about 110 days. 15% happens about every 3 years. And the last time it did that was in March of 2020, and it's 251 days for a recovery. And then it happens about once every 6 years, which ended up going over in March of 2020, 15% or more. And that averages once every 6 years, and it takes about 370 days for it to recover. And so all of these short-term mindsets are what causes people to have problems. So what we want to do is, first thing is we get a plan. Number one, most importantly, we get a plan. And the plan is we're going to come up with our financial independence number, whatever it takes. We're going to continue to be disciplined, and we're going to continue to invest consistently. And so the plan includes three pieces: diversification, discipline, and dollar cost averaging. We call that the three D's of investing. So we're going to start with a plan. We're going to get our financial independence number. We are going to diversify ourselves across many things. You know, we have stocks, we have bonds, we have cash, we have U.S., we have non-U.S., we have all these different things like that. So what we want to do is make sure that our plan has the three D's involved in it: diversification, a discipline, and a dollar cost averaging. Part of the discipline is that we stay in when the market pulls. If we have an opportunity because by chance we have cash, then what we're going to do is we're going to start moving toward maybe buying in, and that's how we can dollar cost average in, meaning that if you think the market right now is down and maybe it's going to go down further, if you were to dollar cost average in, meaning bring it in on a monthly basis, if you had a lump sum of 100 grand, you say, well, I'm going to set it up and buy every single month for the next year, something like that, that would be dollar cost averaging. So we have four pieces: plan, education, an advisor, and products. And so what we're going to do today is I'm going to go through and just walk you through how to deal with declining markets, where you should be. If you need help, visit roymatlockjr.com. We've got a lot of great information on that. Stay with me. We've got a great show today all about how to handle market declines. We'll be right back.